أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ليس عليكم جناح أن تبتغوا فضلا من ربكم، فإذا أفضتم من عرفات فاذكروا الله عند المشعر الحرام، واذكروه كما هداكم وإن كنتم من قبله لمن الضالين. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala gave great and wonderful advices for the person who intends going for Hajj, and that is that he should stay away from all type of sin and try and do all good. And this is the time that a person should take taqwa as a great provision for him. And if a person makes his Hajj in that way, his whole life will change and his whole direction will be towards Allah Ta'ala. Previously it was mentioned that the people of Yemen particularly, generally whoever it might be, that they should not go for Hajj without provision. That is, they came it as an act of great piety that we make the tawakkul, we only trust on Allah Ta'ala. If a person goes in that way, though the requirement is that a person should take his provision with him. But if a person goes like that, then he should not go and beg from anyone. But people who go and they say, we are making tawakkul, we depend on Allah. But then they start begging from other people. This is completely against tawakkul and against the spirit of Hajj. So Allah Ta'ala says, forget that kind of tawakkul of yours. You are even permitted that when you go for Hajj, you can do business also. And you can make your provision and your money. Your object, of course, must not be business. A person, one of the signs of Qiyamah is that people will go for Hajj to make business there. That must not be the object. But by the way, you do business, there is no problem with that. And that is not against tawakkul. By that you will earn and you will be self-sufficient. You won't have to beg from anyone, you won't have to hope of anything from anyone, and in fact you will be able to spend on other people, which is one great meritorious act of Hajj, to spend on other people, not to take from people, but to spend on other people. So Allah Ta'ala says, لَيْسَ عَلَيْكُمْ جُنَاحٌ أَن تَبْتَغُوا فَضْلًا مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ कुछ गुनाह नहीं तुम पर कि तलाश करो फजल अपने रब का. There is no guna on you that you seek the fadl, the kindness of Allah. That means the profit which you will make in your business. There is no harm in seeking that, but that must not be your object at all. By the way, you are permitted. فَإِذَا أَفَضْتُ مِنْ عَرَفَاتٍ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ عِنْدَ الْمَشْعَرِ الْحَرَامِ. फिर जब तवाफ कर लिए तो लौटो अरफात से, तो ज्यादा करो अल्लाह को नजदीक मशअरिल हराम के. And then when you are returning from Arafat, Allah is explaining the various procedure of Hajj. And of course, it is not easy to understand any of the ibadat directly from the Quran Sharif. We need the Hadith Sharif, and Allah reward the Fuqaha who have presented it to us very straightforward and easily. From the Hadith and Quran, they have deduced and they have done a great laborious and a great, great meritorious act of presenting to us the fiqh very simply and straightforward. And Allah reward the ulama who in different languages, they have presented the kitabs on Hajj. So anyone who wants to go, to understand it directly from the Quran is not easy. But the kitabs are all present and a person should study them. Anyway, Allah Ta'ala says that when you are now turning around and coming from Arafat, then make the dhikr of Allah عند المشعر الحرام, that is in Muzdalifah. Spend the night in Muzdalifah and there make the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. That is a great night of ibadat. And one of the greatest ibadat of that night is to seek forgiveness of hukukul ibad, the rights of fellow people. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was so engrossed in dua in Arafat, and all his duas were being accepted, and he made duas for the ummah till the day of Qiyamah, all his duas were accepted. But one dua was not accepted, and that is the rights of fellow people. That Allah Ta'ala said they will have to pay for that and sort out the matters with their fellow people. Shaitan was dancing and being very happy that they will get all their gunas redeemed and forgiven, but they will get caught as far as the rights of fellow people are concerned. And we are also guilty of those rights also. Whether it is the rights of the wife, whether it is the rights in our business, our employees, our employers, we are all at fault. We do wrong to our fellow people, and in that they will get caught. But in Muzdalifah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made again the dua for the rights of fellow people. And then suddenly when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was so engrossed and so overtaken by dua, he burst out in a smile and he was very happy. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked, "O Allah's Rasul, just now you were so like grieved and so sorrowful and so much engrossed in your dua, and now suddenly you smile." He says, "Now that dua also has been accepted. And I see shaitan taking sand and throwing it on his head and saying, I'll make effort on people the whole life to lead them astray. All types of gunas they will commit. They will come here to Arafat, all the gunas with regard to Allah Ta'ala, Allah will forgive them. And now even the rights of fellow people, Allah Ta'ala will forgive." Ulama say the sign of the acceptance of this dua for a person which he must never forget to make in Muzdalifah is that when he comes back, Allah will give him now the tawfiq to fulfill the rights of people. We took money from people, we did not pay them back. We backbited about people and they came to know about it also, and now we will go and ask for forgiveness. Now we will sort out our matters, which will mean that now when we return to Allah, we will go with a clean slate and we will go directly into Jannah. So the ibadat of that night of Muzdalifah, Allah refers to that, which is very, very important. And Allah gives us further guidance, وَذْكُرُوهُ كَمَا هَدَاكُمْ اور اس کو یاد کرو جس طرح تم کو سکھلایا. And remember Allah Ta'ala in Muzdalifah as Allah has taught you. That is, Allah is giving you now, teaching you the proper method of Hajj, which was the method of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the correct method. Lot of innovations and changes the people have brought over the years in the ibadat of Hajj, and many wrong things also they were doing. So Allah says, don't follow the ways of your forefathers, the wrong way. Follow the way which Allah is guiding you to, the way, the correct Hajj of Ibrahim alayhi salam. وَإِن كُنْتُم مِّن قَبْلِهِ لَمِنَ الضَّالِّينَ اور بے شک تم تھے اس سے پہلے نا واقف. And before this, you did not know the proper method of Hajj. We have taught you the correct method of Hajj. And here is also an indication that whoever goes for Hajj must prepare for Hajj. Learn the correct method. Don't just go and in a haphazard way, just we see what other people are doing, we also do. We should learn our Hajj. And nobody knows when his call will be made and he will have to go. So we should be preparing all the time. Very fortunate are those people that every year from the month of Shawwal, they attend programs about Hajj. They read kitabs on Hajj and they get prepared. If the call is made and they have to go, they are prepared. Whenever after 1, 2 years, 3 years, and we had studied it, our Hajj will become so much more valuable. One is just going for Hajj, and as everyone is moving, we also moving with the crowd. But we don't know the history of the Hajj. We don't know the spiritual aspect of Hajj. We don't know the masail properly of Hajj. We are just going like sheep, how others are going. That is also very virtuous. But the correct is a person studies, as Allah says, that Allah has guided you. Now follow this guidance. Allah has taught you. you and he has given you this teachings, follow that accordingly. And this, in most cases, it's a once in a lifetime occasion, so make the very best of it. Prepare and prepare for it thoroughly. And whoever gets a chance the second or third time must also prepare. Don't take it for granted. I know what Hajj is, but prepare, your Hajj will become very, very valuable. There is a great ibadat Allah has given us, and during these days our mind should be towards Makkah Sharif, towards Medina Sharif, towards the Hajj, and the great aspect of Hajj. And mashallah, there are already so many people who are there, and we also, what our heart and our soul, we should also be there. Make dua for all those people. Allah make the Hajj easy, Allah accept it, and Allah give us and the whole ummah tawfiq, and Allah remove all these protocols and all these restrictions, and Hajj can be done in its proper way as Allah wants it to be done. Allah open that way. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Thank you.